gebouwheid, wat jy onthouheid, dier die jare wysheid, kom weer later, dis een feit, betek hier kort ons net een bykie tyd. Gee my jy
Gee my a gap yard, that's Lila Swift on Wild Coast Radio, and the Ikets before that with I'm Blue, Dabadoo, the Helicopter starting that with Mysteries and Jealousies, no mysteries, here's the 8 o'clock news. In your top stories, there is a leadership battle in the police, activists will protest against the use of oil, and most township businesses are not registered. Suspended Deputy Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Shadrach Sabir says there is a leadership battle in the South African Police Service. Sabir is the latest witness appearing in Parliament's ad hoc committee that is investigating allegations of police corruption. He claims that the reason behind Lieutenant General Nandla Manwankazi's allegations is a leadership battle among senior police officers. Manwakazi told The Nation in July this year that senior police officers and politicians were working together with criminals. Environmental rights activists will hold a protest at the Cape Town International Convention Centre tomorrow to protest against the use of oil to generate energy. The centre will be the venue of the G20 Environmental and Climate Change Sustainability Working Group ministerial meeting. The Green Connection, Extinction Rebellion and the Sobodo Ndaba Dance are among the organisations that will be protesting tomorrow. The Green Connection strategic lead Liz McDade says the venue will be a symbolic showdown between those who are defending Africa and the oil and gas corporations that want to exploit the continent. The Vice Chancellor at the University of Fort Hare says he will not leave his position. Professor Sakhela Bungu is facing accusations of being complicit about allegations of mismanagement at the university. Management ordered a temporary closure of operations after several buildings were set alight during student protests last week. Bungu alleges that the protests were politically motivated. The Congress of South African Trade Unions, KUSATU, has congratulated South Africa for securing the HIV prevention drug lenacapavir. The drug helps to prevent new HIV infections. It is an injectionable drug that can be administered twice a year. KUSATU says the drug is a game changer in the fight against HIV and will help South Africa reduce new infections. KUSATU says it is important that the country starts rolling out the new drug. A new research report from Standard Bank shows that the majority of businesses in townships are not registered. The bank says these businesses are therefore excluded from finance and formal opportunities. The Township Informal Economy report shows that only 9% of township businesses have access to bank loans. The majority of these owners of these businesses rely on personal savings or support from family members to fund their businesses. And moving to international news, the residents of Madagascar are celebrating after the army seized power in that country. The army announced its move after members of parliament voted to impeach President Andry Rajoelina. Rajoelina was impeached following weeks of anti-government protests in the Indian Ocean nation. The 51-year-old is believed to have escaped the country and is now in hiding. Madagascar's presidency says the army's move is an attempted coup of government. And finances. Gold selling at $4,178.59 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $62.17. $1 US, R17.33. The British pound, R23.13, and the euro, R20.13. A bitcoin, $112,365.26. That's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping the Wednesday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Have a great day, wherever you are in Wild Coast country and beyond. Chat again tomorrow for Thursday. Ciao, ciao.
Audio streaming, wherever you are, Wild Coast Radio.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet crust. It really does an insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation
like you're under sensation.